Okay, welcome everyone to this meeting of Cabinet. I'll go straight to the agenda. Item one, receive any apologies. Andrea?
I'm not aware of any
apologies, Chair. Councillor Chowdhury has put his apologies in. He's out of the country. Simon may come yet. Okay. Item two, declarations of interest. Are there any declarations of interest? None showing. Thank you. Item three is to approve as a correct record the public minutes of the meeting held on the 22nd of January 2024. I'll move that. Is that seconded? Councillor Walker, those cabinet members in favour approving them? Thank you. That's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item four, I'm not aware of any urgent business. That's correct. Thank you. So the last item in this public part of the meeting is the medium-term financial strategy 2024 to 2627. Lloyd, please.
Thank you. So the report presents the Council's updated medium-term financial strategy covering the period 24-25 to 26-27. And also provides the supporting asset management and capital strategy. Members will obviously be aware that our main funding envelope is driven by the local government funding settlement, and the provisional settlement was announced on the 18th of December, with the key points being that once again it was for 1 year only. Our core spending power as a council increased by 4.8%, which compared to districts average was 4.9%, and for councils as a whole it was 6.5%, so below those. There was some good news in that new homes bonus funding continues into 24-25 at a value of £1.1 million for the council, when we previously believed it would end in 23-24. And the settlement itself provided no further announcements regarding the timing of proposed local government funding reforms that we are awaiting. Following that provisional settlement, the government also announced on the 24th of January, following response to consultation on the settlement, a further £600 million worth of funding nationally for 24-25. So £500 million of that was targeted at social care authorities. The remaining £100 million was targeted at all authorities, and that sought to increase our minimum funding guarantee from 3% to 4%. We've now been provided with our final allocations, and that's confirmed that the increase there for East Staffordshire equated to a further £140,000, although it's not confirmed if that will continue into future years. The revised impact on our core spending power, including that additional money, is therefore an increase of 5.8%. However, our comparators settlements would also have increased as well. So whilst the funding settlement was generally more positive than we had anticipated this time last year, on its own it's not sufficient to overcome the financial pressures that are being faced by the authority, and the MTFS does therefore propose an increase to council tax of 2.98%, and there are a range of savings and income generation options identified totalling a cumulative £2.1 million over the MTFS period. Notwithstanding those challenges, the Council's approach to financial planning has allowed us to respond positively, and the strategy does also set out significant investment plans for the borough, with a capital programme totalling £47.3 million and revenue investment options totalling a cumulative £1.3 million over the strategy period. The budget itself is balanced for 2024-25, however it should be noted that at this point the figures for 25-26 onwards are provisional. And we are at present anticipating a drawdown from the new homes bonus reserve for those years, totalling £953,000 in 25-26 and £587,000 in 26-27, with the main uncertainty for those later years being driven by the assumption around when those funding reforms for local government will happen, both a 50% assumed business rates reset and transition, which we have assumed at the moment is implemented from April 26, and also a redistribution of resources in line with requirements at national level by government in terms of a minimum funding formula reset. Again, we've assumed that happens from 1st of April 26. The actual final position for those latter years will obviously be dependent on those changes to local government funding reform taking place. But it's highly likely at this stage that to ensure we've got a sustainable financial position going forward into the longer term, we will need to identify further savings or income generation options. And that's a position that's also been highlighted by our external auditors. So I'll pause at that point.
Thank you, Lloyd. I'm conscious you've all seen this report twice, had an opportunity for questions, but are there any other questions for Lloyd at this point? Rob. Thank you, Councillor Hawkins. Very well said. Any other questions or comments at this stage? No? You're finished there, yeah? So I'll just highlight that there is a recommendation. Cabinet are only being asked to recommend to full council where the debate will happen in full. And the recommendation is at 19. To recommend to full council the medium-term financial strategy 2024 to 2026-27, which includes the revenue budget, capital programme, asset management and capital strategy, and that the level and appropriateness of reserves be noted. I'll move that recommendation. Is that seconded? Councillor Fletcher. All those cabinet members in favour, please show. That's carried. Thank you for that. Back to the agenda. And I think it's on the next page. And it is. That concludes the public part of the meeting. So in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, I move that the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in paragraph part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before the item number on the agenda. I move